is just coming up to 11:31, and I'm joined in the studio by Lucy Gill and Laurie Edmonds, who are here to talk about the Brentwood Art and Heritage Trail, which starts on the 29th of June right the way through to the 12th of July, and we'll give out the details where you can find out more on the website and also on Twitter. So good morning, ladies.
Hello, Michelle. Ooh, good morning.
I did sound again like it was a bit like Charlie's Angels then gone slightly wrong, isn't it? Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Michelle.
Just missing one angel, really. So thank you for both very much for coming in. Now, if people haven't heard about the Brentwood Art and Heritage Trail, how long has it been running? And if you can give us some ideas about what people can expect and what's going on. So over to Lucy.
Yeah. Yep. So the Art and Heritage Trail has been going for probably about 6 years now.
Yeah.
It's part of the Essex Summer of Art, which is a big countywide visual arts celebration festival. So yeah. I think this year we've also joined with ENAS, which is the Essex Network of Artist Studios, and there are 38 trails, open studios, art fairs, exhibitions and other showcases across every district and unitary in Essex.
Yeah.
So it's a big partnership project, and it brings in a huge amount of money for the Essex economy each year, encouraging people to travel across the district, to come from outside the district and really enjoy the art that we've got on offer in the county. And also it brings in a lot of volunteer time. So I think last year I think it was estimated to be over 12,000 volunteer hours involved in actually delivering this each year. I think also it was estimated that over £100,000 worth of Essex art was sold during last year's Essex Summer of Art programme, and that also it's brought in over £1 million for the Essex economy. So it's a really worthwhile programme to get involved with. And the Brentwood Trail has just got stronger and stronger each year, and bigger and bigger each year. And Laurie will be talking about the details that we have for the Brentwood Art Trail this year, but it's been fantastic putting it together, and it's grown each year.
So Lucy, just to ask you, how did you actually get involved, and who puts everything, because there's so many different things going on, who actually puts it all together? Is there a big team of people or
Laurie is the team.
There's a big team of Laurie, and that's
Laurie is the team. So each year, so the council's been running the event for like I said, for 6 years, and it's been various people have been involved in helping us to do it over the past 6 years, but this year Laurie is the coordinator and she's doing an amazing job.
Hello, Laurie.
Oh, hello. Hello. Thank you very much, Lucy, for that.
And just let you know, I've lined up Rock Lobster for the tune afterwards, but it's the six minutes 47 that after. You've got a whole 6 minutes 47 of Rock Lobster. There we go. So the Brentwood Art and Heritage Trail starts on the 29th of June, runs through to the 12th of July. Where can people, because there's loads of events and you've got these fantastic little booklets, which can people pick up at the library, will there be?
Absolutely. We're going to have copies of the brochure. It's 8 pages. There's so much stuff that we have to tell you about for this year's Art and Heritage Trail. There'll be copies available at the library, at the Brentwood Theatre, at the Town Hall, and at any of the participating venues.
Yep. Okay. And did I see something with the mayor? Is the mayor doing something? Did I see a little picture of the mayor on Twitter this morning?
He is indeed. We are very fortunate that on Saturday, the 11th of July, he's going to be leading a town centre heritage walk. We're encouraging people to meet at 11 o'clock at the Heritage Column opposite Bennett's funeral directors.
Yeah.
And our mayor, Councillor Mark Reid, is going to take people for an hour-long walk down the high street, pointing out all of those historic landmarks that we walk past every single day.
Yeah.
And probably most of us don't realise that there is some importance attached to either the building or, you know, something that's sitting on the high street. So he's just going to remind us of the great heritage that we have on our doorstep that we're walking past every single day.
And what would you say is your favourite? Have you got a couple of favourite things that you're really looking forward to?
Well,
not to have favourites, we shouldn't. But
well, exactly, because I would have to say that all of the artwork that is on the trail is really lovely, and it's definitely worth your time going to visit. But John Brandler from Brandler Galleries is pulling out some never-seen-before Banksy works. He specialises in street art, and he's going to pull out some pieces that have never seen the light of day. So I'm really excited about that. He's also giving a talk on the 30th of June, so next Tuesday at 1 o'clock, if you can pop out on your lunch hour. And he's going to be telling us a bit more about the influence of Banksy on the modern art world and why street art has become so important to collectors now. But also there's going to be a 2-metre-high steel tree that's being installed at Fat Face for the 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited to see that in situ as well.
Excellent. Now, John Brandler, if you heard the shows before, John does come in from time to time, and he always talks about Banksy. And I know that he's got Banksy, works by Banksy, and lucky John. But he will actually advise you. So if you're looking, he always says when he comes in, if you're looking to invest, you need to go with what you like, number one. Don't just buy it because you think it might be collectible. But he'll give you some really good ideas on what could possibly, you know, it's a good way to invest money.
And believe it or not, Brentwood has its own street artists. We have Thingy and Sherlock, and they're going to be featured on the art trail as well at Brandler Galleries.
Yep. And it isn't just paintings, there's all different types of works going on. So give us an idea of some other things that people can see on the trail.
Well, we've got, of course, your kind of traditional watercolours, acrylics, oils, the things that are very pleasing to the eye, and you'll see plenty of that on the trail. We've got a fair trade collage that's up at the Crown Street Cafe that's definitely worth popping in to see. We've got an artist, Nick Mims, who was born in Brentwood, went to school here. He lives in France now.
Yep.
He's making a special journey to bring his artwork from France to have on display in Shinfield at EyeSight. And he does very modern, very contemporary prints, very, very colourful. I can't wait to see them up on the walls. But there really is something for everybody, I think, on the art trail. Whatever style of artwork appeals to you, you will find it on the trail.
I'm just going to ask you, just a little bit, it's kind of on the subject, but I know you've got some chapel ruins, and I just want to know, do you know what's any sort of hints of what might be happening with the chapel ruins? Because I thought there was going to be a talk of maybe a glass church being put there or a steel structure around the ruins. Do you know anything about that?
I don't know anything about that. And if anything does happen, it definitely won't be part of the art trail. Nothing will be happening that soon, I can assure you of that.
Right, so you won't be up there on a ladder. I've heard that it could be actually glass, and it might be something they might be doing over the next year. Possibly. I might have called a huge scandal now by saying that on air, but it might.
Well, and that is what good artwork is supposed to do as well, create a bit of a scandal. We're hoping that we're not going to do that on our Art and Heritage Trail this year.
No.
But art should definitely be a talking point, and it should be something that stimulates discussion.
I think it's also worth mentioning that we've got some really interesting young people's artwork on display as well. There's a young artist called Brian E that I'm sure Laurie will give you some more information about. But also we've got a schools exhibition at the library featuring Brentwood County High and Holly Trees Primary School.
And Shinfield St Mary's, who's just celebrated their 150th anniversary.
Yeah.
And the children have done a lovely collage that's going to be on display. And I'm glad that you pointed that out, because that was one of the pieces that I was going to talk about. I think the schools exhibition at the Brentwood Library in the Beckett Gallery is definitely going to be worth popping in to see.
Mm. Excellent. So it's the Brentwood Art and Heritage Trail. You've got the 29th of June through to the 12th of July. If you want to find out more, it's the brentwoodarttrail.co.uk is the website, and you can get the 8-page brochure, which will be at the library and
the theatre and the town hall and all of the participating venues.
And you've also got a list of free events as well, haven't you? So you've got the Banksy Effect, which you mentioned. You've got the Brentwood Station celebrate the 175th anniversary of the opening of Brentwood. Is that how long it's been there? Mm. Wow, I didn't know it's been there
hard
that
to
long.
Believe. And we've got some wonderful historic photographs that the Brentwood Museum has had reproduced and put up on the walls in the waiting rooms on platforms 3 and 4.
Yeah.
So if you do commute every day, just take a few minutes to pop in, have a look at the history of the station. It's fascinating.
And don't forget you've got the Town Centre Heritage Walk. That's with the Mayor, Mark Reed, and that's on the 11th of July at 11 a.m. So you can really get to know some history for the town as well.
Definitely. And if I could just put in a plug as well for an event on the 1st of July at 6 o'clock, it's the Art of the Gruffalo Trail.
Yeah.
And many of us have seen the Gruffalo Trail. We may have even walked the length and breadth of the Gruffalo Trail. But a lot of people don't realise that not only is this the first Gruffalo Trail in the UK, it's also the first one that is complete with all of the characters carved and put into place. And Joe Phillips from Essex County Parks, the person who actually commissioned the trail, is going to come along and tell the really interesting story of how it came to be in the first place. So it's nice to, if you've seen the sculptures, to actually have a chance to talk to the person who made it all happen.
Excellent. And Lucy?
Yeah, I was going to say that I think it's very worth people going onto the Visit Essex website, where they can look at the detail of all the different trails and events that are happening all across the county for the whole summer, because there's so much going on.
Yep.
And I think people will really enjoy going to visit other places and seeing what other places have got on offer.
Lovely. So thank you very much to Lucy and to Laurie for coming in. And we will leave you with a bit of rock. Now, you've not heard Rock Lobster, Lucy, have you?
No.
No. Well, you're going to hear it now. It's Laurie's favourite.
She might have even get to see me dance to it as well. She's lucky. Let's get some headbanging ready.
Don't forget all the W's, brentwoodarttrail.co.uk, 29th of June to the 12th of July. That's the Brentwood Art and Heritage Trail. And if you want to follow the girls on Twitter, it's BWD Art Trail. That's BWD Art Trail. And you can look at Twitter and there'll be loads being tweeted out about what's going on in and around Essex. Right, 11:41. Here is, especially for Laurie, B52s with Lock. I can't say it. Rock Lobster, not Lock Lobster. Here we go.